Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. March 19, Sunday afternoon, March 19. What are you doing? Well, we would like to invite you to an event to be held at the American Legion Memorial Building, or as most people call it, the Armory. And I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit. But first, I want to mention a couple of other events that I've mentioned before, but just as a reminder. And you may guess, the first one I want to mention is the Master Gardeners, the Cass County Master Gardeners annual 19th Garden Seminar is coming up this Saturday, the 18th, from 9 to about 3:30, and it's still not too late to register. You can just go to the Cass County Extension website and register there, or call the Extension office, or maybe you know a Master Gardener you could check in with. Anyhow, lots of good presentations, chance at door prizes, some good food, and lots of good company. What more could you ask for on a Saturday? And who knows what you might learn that you'd like to add to your life. Then the next weekend, the 25th, there are three other garden-type seminars. One, the Siouxland one, which has been going on for quite a few years. I think that's a couple of days, but definitely on the 25th. That's in Sioux City. Closer to home, there's one in Council Bluffs, and also at the Wallace Center near Orient. So you have lots of chances there. Pick one to, again, get some more garden-type information. And you, when we say garden, that oftentimes includes something related to food that comes from the garden. So those are some events. Now, March 19, we'd like to invite you to attend a presentation called Camp Dodge, Home Away from Home, 1917 to 1918. Why would we want to do that? And when I say we, it's being sponsored by Arise, who owns the Armory and the Depot, to make us more aware of what has gone on in the world and perhaps how that affects what's going on in the world now. April 6th, 1917 was the day that the United States entered World War I. So what was happening here in Iowa? Well, there was a lot going on at Camp Dodge, and it affected many people in the area. So this presentation is one of several. We've had one a couple of weeks ago that was about the soldier in the trenches. We have another one coming up on April 2nd, and that also will be about mostly in the trenches in France. But the speaker knows a lot about people from Atlantic. So that will be an interesting one, and of course we will remind you of that again. And then on April 6th, the Daughters of the American Revolution are sponsoring a coffee for veterans and their families. That's 10 to noon. And then that same day, lots of folks are going to help to put flags on the veterans of World War I in the Atlantic cemeteries. So lots of things going on. But March 19, well, Mike Vogt, who is the curator for the Iowa Gold Star Military Museum, will be giving this presentation. And he loves history. He was a history major in college. And lots of course, military exhibits at this Gold Star Military Museum. But right now, there are a number of special ones related to World War I. So Mike is a very personable young man who would like to share some of this information. Just a little more about Mike. He's a Gladbrook native and lives near Des Moines. He was a history major, and he has worked in a number of jobs related to history. He has received training through the Iowa Office of the State Archaeologist, the U.S. Army Center of Military History, and the Campbell Center for Historic Preservation Studies. He currently is on the Governor's Iowa History Advisory Council and serves as co-chair of the World War I Centennial Committee. Those are just some of the things about Mike. But I know he will be presenting photos from the area. He'll just have lots of ways to show you about what was happening at Camp Dodge during the beginning of the time that the U.S. entered World War I. And, of course, World War I had been going on for a number of years before that. So what about the Iowa Gold Star Military Museum? Do you know where it is? Well, I certainly didn't until not very long ago. It is just north of Des Moines, Johnston, and it is at Camp Dodge. So it's kind of interesting to get there. It's not something you just dive off the interstate and get to, because you have to go to Camp Dodge. You have to check in at the gate and kind of wend your way to the museum. But that's interesting in itself, because I had no clue how big Camp Dodge was. And it's been a major training station. It still has lots of things going on there. So just to go to Camp Dodge to get to the Gold Star Museum is an adventure in itself. And it's really an interesting museum. Of course, it all relates to military, but through the ages, with just this special exhibit right now for World War I. Why Gold Star Museum? Well, some of you will know that during the First World War, President Woodrow Wilson approved the suggestion of the Women's Committee of National Defenses recommending that American women should wear a black band on the upper left arm adorned with a gold star, each star representing a family member who had given his or her life for the country. President Woodrow Wilson first used the term Gold Star Mother in his letter to the Women's Committee. And one of the people on this committee who had lost her son in France is recognized as the first Gold Star Mother. On June 4th, 1928, so this is a bit after the completion of World War I, a group of 25 mothers in Washington, D.C. made plans to begin a national organization to be known as American Gold Star Mothers. The non-political and non-profit organization was incorporated in January 5th, 1929. So the 98th U.S. Congress, now we're going to come up on history a bit. On June 12th, 1984, granted the Gold Star Mothers a federal charter. So the last Sunday of September has officially been declared Gold Star Mothers Day. The blue and gold star banner tradition began in World War I when white service flags bordered in red were displayed from homes, businesses, schools, and churches to indicate by the use of a blue star each active service member in the U.S. military. A gold star indicated those who had given their lives for their country. The tradition has continued through World War II. And those of you in that era may especially remember those, but it has continued through the Korean War and through the present day. So the Gold Star has great significance to families across the nation. So the museum has used this name, I think, to, you know, really give prominence to the idea that all families who had children, who had youth, who had family members, could be fathers, brothers, whoever, who served, or mothers, could be women. You know, we so often say the men of, but we had women from the area who served in World War I as well as following conflicts. So the men and women who served and gave their lives through many of these wars and conflicts. So the museum then grew to be to honor, to help us remember, to preserve that history of Iowa veterans and military items. So the collection there is a preservation and interpretation of the objects. It's one of the primary ways that we help us all remember and learn from past history. So it's free. If you want to go and visit, you can give a donation, but there's no fee to get into the Iowa Gold Star Military Museum. And if you, most of you are computer savvy, I just recommend going on and finding the directions there. Once you have the directions, it's easy. It's not difficult, but it isn't, like I say, just something you know, easily do. But there is a sign on the interstate that says to Camp Dodge, so that's the one you begin to follow. But right now, I want you to remember, you don't have to go to Des Moines or Johnston to get some of the history and find out what was going on at Camp Dodge in 1917 and 1918, you can just mark March 19th on your calendar and come to the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory. And by the way, we'll have fresh donuts along with coffee and other beverages. So we hope to see you there. So until next time, let's remember that every day can be a day to honor our veterans and their families.